Hello and welcome to Regard for Virtues podcast series. So this will just be an introduction of what will be coming to you very soon. So I'm going to do a series of 12-month recordings, and they're going to represent each month of the year to come. And it's going to be titled, Am I Thriving or Am I Just Surviving in the Year to Come? So these are some of the topics that will be covered throughout the 12 months. We will focus on looking forward to the year ahead. So what should I put forward for myself? Not in a form of a resolution, because resolutions are very rarely kept. But we're going to keep ourselves on task, and we're going to keep a diary, and we're going to make sure that we follow through with all the steps that are put forward for us. We're going to talk about transformation, how I can change things, how I can actually thrive as opposed to just surviving. We've lived in survival mode for quite some time. It doesn't matter in what aspect we're in, whether we are financially stable or financially unstable, but we have been just surviving. And so how to transform that into a thriving, beautiful, wonderful way of living. Then we're going to talk about taking action. What are the steps that I need to get me through life? How can I be successful? How can I get the correct strategies to make me successful for me, not in what others see in me, but what I see for myself? What truly is success? Then I'm going to look at how we connect with the self and how we connect with others. So if I'm having a good relationship with me, first and foremost, if I love me, warts and all, then I can love anybody else naturally without making effort. I can have better relationships. I can have better success in my work, my life, my family relationships, everything. Then we're going to look at growth. How are we doing? We're going to check in midpoint through the year. How am I doing? So these are going to be a series of recording, 12, and it's going to guide you through the whole process on how to get through each step. And then we're going to talk about how am I working? How am I working with myself? How am I checking in with myself on a daily basis? Am I taking time to sit down and reflect every time I wake up? Am I taking time to sit and reflect every time before I go to sleep? Am I taking benefit of silence? Because I can command silence at any time that I want. It's mine. Anytime I want. And also, we're going to look at the mind. How are we doing? Do a check-in with the mind, with our health, with our physical well-being, and our wealth. How are we doing financially? Do a check-in midpoint throughout the whole series of the recordings, so we can do a self-check-in in all aspects of our lives, starting with the self. How am I doing? How is my mind doing? Am I constantly overthinking? Am I constantly being worried about things that I can't change? What am I doing? All I'm doing is hurting myself if I'm thinking about things I can't change. The year to come is going to be a year to do things over. So we really want to do a check, a charge, and a change. And I'll talk about that more through the sessions. Then we might look at taking a break for ourselves. And it could just be like a day out, a couple of days, a week, depending on our financial situation. but it's important to take that break away from the routine, the mundane things that we do over and over again. Let me look at how I can just escape from it all and have time for myself. Then throughout, we'll refocus our energies. This is going to be a constant check-in, reflecting, connecting, supporting, loving, kindness. All of these things we're going to reflect throughout the entire year. Then we're also going to look at honoring self and others. How can I honor the self? And one of the ways we talked about is taking time, taking a break, stepping away, even if it's a day out, just spending time for the self, and then honoring others, taking time to listen to what they have to say, honoring their space, honoring my space, honoring the collective space. It gives you better relationships all around. Again, taking time to look at the self, self-reflection, doing some mirror work, and that will be a daily process. Do I like myself? Not the physical. Do I like my character traits? Do I like my behaviors? Do I like the way that I am interacting with everyone? Do I like it? And we're going to do that mirror work throughout the year, because we have to begin to look at ourselves. It's a scary process, but we can do it. And I'm going to pause because I want you to see how important it is for that silent space. So let's pause for a few moments as we reflect through each one of those topics or items or reflections or agenda items that we're going to look at through the entire year. There's one more to come, but I want us to just pause and reflect on what's been said thus far. You see how beautiful those few moments of silent reflection, stepping inwards, doing a stop check, how beautiful that can be. And so that will be implemented throughout the whole year's recordings, so that you can remember to take that time for yourself. And then we will evaluate at year end again, evaluate, reflect, see how I did. So you'll be writing a calendar, not a calendar, but you'll be writing a diary, a check-in point, a check-in place, a chart, just to see how you're doing throughout the year, and evaluating at year end to see what has been the progress. So let's take that few last moment. Enjoy the silence and reflect on what has been said, and see how we can begin to implement each one of these strategies for success in our lives, for a much more thriving and not surviving life here on. Enjoy the silence. Be well. Look forward to being with you soon. Again, this is Cicely G from Regard for Virtues with the 12-step sessions of Am I Thriving or Am I Just Surviving? Looking at the year ahead. Thank you.